On February 21st, the Health and Human Services Committee heard testimony on a LB 920, a bill seeking to address food insecurity among vulnerable populations in Nebraska. Senator Terrell McKinney introduced the bill, which would require the State Department of Health and Human Services to establish a restaurant meals program. Under the program, elderly, disabled, or homeless persons receiving SNAP benefits could use benefits to purchase pre-made meals at below market price from participating restaurants. Restaurants would contract with the department to offer meals to eligible individuals. McKinney said barriers such as a lack of cooking facilities or stable housing can impede a person's ability to prepare meals at home. Allowing SNAP participants to use their benefits to purchase prepared meals would ensure equitable access to nutritious food, regardless of their circumstances. This initiative ensures that SNAP benefits are utilized effectively to combat hunger and improve food security among vulnerable populations. By providing SNAP beneficiaries with the option to purchase prepared meals at restaurants, we promote health and nutrition, support local businesses, ensure equity and inclusion, and streamline access to benefits. End quote. Here are my thoughts. First of all, everyone deserves food, and I'm definitely in support of everyone having food. My husband works for a local food pantry in North Omaha. He told me about a man that opted to receive only easy preparation food because he didn't have a way to cook his meals, and that he only wanted a limited amount of food because he didn't have a way to carry it. These are things most of us don't think about when considering those without shelter, but we should. Still, there are other considerations that must be addressed concerning LB 920. While the bill aims to address food insecurity among vulnerable populations in Nebraska, there are potential negative consequences. 1. Participating restaurants may incur additional costs associated with implementing the restaurant meals program, such as administrative expenses, training staff to process SNAP transactions, and potential modifications to menu offerings or pricing structures. This is even before considering equipment and technology costs, including the potential loss of jobs because of such costs. 2. Restaurants would need to adhere to strict regulations and guidelines set forth by the SNAP program, which could be complex and time-consuming to navigate. Ensuring compliance with regulations will require ongoing monitoring, reporting, and record-keeping. 3. Channeling SNAP benefits to restaurants may divert funds away from local groceries and fresh markets, potentially affecting the local food economy. This could have negative consequences for small businesses and farmers who rely on SNAP recipients. 4. Restaurant meals may not always offer the healthiest or most nutritious options, which could contribute to poor dietary choices among SNAP recipients. This is especially troubling in populations already burdened with diabetes and high blood pressure. 5. Allowing SNAP benefits to be used in restaurants may increase the risk of abuse and fraud. This could undermine the integrity of the SNAP program and divert resources away from those in genuine need. 6. Not all restaurants may choose to participate in the program, and those that do may be concentrated in certain areas and non-existent in others, thereby creating disparities based on location, socioeconomic status, and other discriminatory factors. So, while LB 920 may offer convenience and flexibility, policymakers need to carefully consider potential negative consequences of such a program. I can suggest options. I'm Calandra Cooper, candidate for Nebraska Legislative District 11. I'm asking for your support as we, together, focus forward.